Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, very much looking forward to this chat this afternoon, and it's a very good afternoon to you. Gav, how you doing?
Hello, I'm doing very well, Pete.
Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
It is. It's lovely, and it's a beautiful afternoon.
Isn't it? What? Yes. And how you been? You going okay?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I'm doing really well.
You know what? I'm very pleased on the subject we're talking about today because just out of interest and for your information, I was talking to Siobhan, my producer, just earlier on. At one time in my life, and it's just recently, probably in the last 5 years, I actually had 30 roses in my garden.
Really?
Indeed, yes.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and all varieties of roses too, Gav.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really, really good. I mean, now is the time for roses. Now is the time to cut them back.
Yes.
Now is the time to look at any new ones that you need. And, of course, there's a fabulous range of new ones that come out every year.
Okay. Can we touch on those? Can we touch on the fabulous new range?
We can. There's some lovely ones. There's ones like Firefighter, which is a really rich velvet red, produces long-stemmed, intensely fragrant flowers of cut flower quality. I mean, isn't that marvellous?
Yes, indeed.
That's everything you could possibly want. Volcano, double 10-centimetre flowers in intense colours. Great for pots, great for vases. Really, really, really nice ones. There's some lovely ones. Graham Ross, one of our main ones this year is good old Graham. Beautiful yellow, we'd call them a yellow, a buttercup yellow maybe. Very sweet fragrance, make a great cut flower rose. Really, really nice. And the unconventional lady. Now, have a listen to this.
Okay.
A lovely deep pink tea rose with a delightful fragrance. Glowing cherry red buds develop slowly into large, beautiful, well-shaped blooms. Vigorous, disease-resistant, and produces lovely long stems. I mean, I need this person to write my Tinder profile.
I might get
more uptake on that.
Well, you probably would.
I mean, that sounds fabulous. If you didn't want to buy that beforehand, you certainly would after reading that.
Absolutely. Now, I think the other thing we have to discuss today as well is there are different varieties of roses. Like, as example, there's bush roses and there's also standard roses. And I mean, there's other varieties too, isn't there?
Absolutely. The main ones for this area would be your hybrid teas. Now, they're generally the ones that get you the big, long stems and cut flowers. Flowers are generally singular. Then you've got floribundas. Now, floribundas don't tend to grow as tall. They're lower, bushier plants, and their flowers tend to come in bunches. There's some really nice ones of those. Reds, well, very similar colours to the large ones. Then, of course, you've got your standard roses. Now, of course, the main one, and these are on what we used to call a 900 or metre high stem, and the most popular one of those, by all means, would be the white iceberg.
Yes.
You can get most of them as a standard, but the iceberg is certainly the most popular. Big round ball, and those white flowers come in big bunches. Really, really nice. Lovely. There's a lovely home at the junction that's got them right down either side of their walkway in the front, and it looks absolutely beautiful when they're out. Really, really nice.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah,
of course, you've got your climbers.
Oh, yes, that's the other one we have to think about, don't we?
Yes, yes. There's some lovely climbers. Pierre de Rostart, an old-fashioned creamy white, classic scent, classic-looking ruffled flower. Foliage is lush, dark green, and that would look lovely growing over any walkway, any arch. An old-fashioned pergola, something like that. Really, really nice. Yes, there's some really lovely colours, and of course now is the best time you can possibly have to put them in.
Now, the other question I want to ask you, this is on behalf of all our listeners, is if you've never grown roses before but you've always wanted to grow them, can you give our listeners some advice how they start with that?
Absolutely. Roses love very good drainage. So the first thing you always do is mound their position.
Okay.
Now, whether you want them in, put them in a big pot or whether you want them in a rose garden, the other thing I will mention up front is roses don't like company unless it's other roses. So you'll tend to find that all the lovely professional rose gardens are exactly that. They're rose gardens on their own. They need very good drainage and very good air through them, so they don't tend to like other plants in amongst them or them themselves just being put in a normal garden in amongst other plants. So plenty of airflow, plenty of drainage, and of course the other most important thing with roses is plenty of sun. You would never grow a rose in the shade, and if you did, you'd never get a flower.
Yes.
So definitely full sun. All those things would get you a really nice rose. Now, the other thing that they love more than me is food. So a nice, good handful of, well, all sorts of things. I mean, nobody likes to be fed the same thing every day. So a nice mixture of anything that's organic, the lovely 5-in-1, which I adore, fully organic, to proper rose foods. There's a wonderful one on the market that professionals use called Sudden Impact. You know, there would have to be 5 or 6 different rose foods you can get. And of course, the best thing you can do is once a month, or it may be once every 2 months, through that growing period, which is between September and March, give them a handful of something to keep them going. A vigorous rose is a healthy rose. If you sit it there and never look at it and never do anything, you'll get every insect under the sun.
Now, the question that I always get, now, I, obviously, with a lot of roses in my garden, I get people come to my place and they ask all these questions. And the main question I always get is, what time of the year do you prune your roses? So what do you reckon, Gav? What's the best time?
Very much now. You would prune them. The ideal for this area, and it does vary from area to area, is either the last 2 weeks of June or the first 2 weeks of July. So we're right in the middle of it at the moment. You prune them back. You prune them back about 2/3 is the general rule.
Yep.
Always pick a nice outward-facing bud, and people would know that these things get buds on both sides, and you pick an outward-facing one because, you again, for airflow, you don't want all the branches crossing through the center, so you always pick an outward-growing bud. You always prune them when it's not going to rain because, of course, roses have this terrible thing of what's known as dieback. Now, dieback is when you cut it and the end gets wet. Now, like people, they develop very quickly a cover or a film over that end, but if it happens to get wet that night that you've cut it, or if it happens to be a showery day, moisture will get in and you will get known as dieback. And dieback is when the stem goes black and it runs down. Now, you have to try and cut that off before it hits right down to the bottom. You know, so that's the other most important thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing I always tell people is always clean your secateurs before roses.
Yeah, it's a good idea, isn't it? Yes.
Always a good idea. You don't want to spread what's on one, even if you can't see it. You don't want to spread it to the next one. So whether you do a glass of, like a fungicide, like a rose spray, just in a bit of water in a little glass and jiggle them around in that between, you know, for the same reason why a doctor wouldn't, you know, test your tonsils and use the same stick in the next person. You always want to make sure that you clean your secateurs between roses. And that is the best way you can stop diseases from going from one to the next.
Okay, great advice. Now, just before we go, I'm led to believe that Lee Rowan's Garden World at the moment, speaking of roses, you have a 25% off all sale on roses, haven't you?
Yes. Now, this is something we've never done before, but we do in both of our stores have 25% off all our roses for the next 4 weeks as like a stocktake type sale or a, you know, that sort of thing. Now, we've never done it before. It's on stock that we actually have. Now, we've had one delivery. We have another delivery coming early next week. And, you know, it is the time to get them. And at 25% off, you couldn't want any more reason to buy one.
Absolutely. And, of course, you guys have a website?
We do, yes. Yeah. Yes, our Lee Rowans website, www.leerowans.com. And then, of course, on top of that, come in and see us here at our Warners Bay store, or, as I always say, on the coast with the most at Arimba, halfway down the expressway to Sydney.
Sounds good.
Fabulous spot to drop in.
Awesome. All right, Gab, well, thank you very much for all the advice on roses and the best time to obviously prune them back and all the different varieties of roses and that wonderful sale on at the moment at Lee Rowan's Garden World. 25% off all roses in stock for the next 4 weeks. Nice to talk to you, Gab. We'll talk to you next
lovely.
Week.
Lovely.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. I should look forward to it.
Good on you. There he is, Gab there from Lee Rowan's Garden World.